Victoria has banned what it calls dangerous gambling technology. The state government says poker machines with plug-in headphones undermine responsible gambling. New South Wales already has the machines, which can block out background noise. An anti-pokies lobby group says other states should follow Victoria's example. But as Simon Lauder reports, the industry says the state's ban is discriminatory.
The noise of a poker machine venue is unmistakable. But now poker machine manufacturers want gamblers to have the option of focusing their ears solely on the machine in front of them. Victoria's Gaming Minister Michael O'Brien has announced that an interim 12-month ban on poker machine earphones has just been extended. He says it's irresponsible technology, which is likely to cause more harm to people who can't control their gambling.
We didn't want to see those practices in Victoria, and having reviewed the situation, we've issued a 10-year ban on these so-called audio isolation technology devices.
How widely used are they in New South Wales, to your knowledge?
Well, we understand there are about 30, I think, venues that may have used them. Certainly it was being advertised and promoted into the Victorian market by the manufacturer of this technology, so we certainly saw a real risk that this would cross the Murray and come down to Victoria. And the idea of somebody walking into a gaming venue and the sounds of silence, apart from a number of people sitting at their gaming machines literally plugged into them, is just something that we just find was fairly abhorrent and something that we couldn't support as being a responsible gambling practice.
The chair of the Interchurch Gambling Task Force, Dr. Mark Zernsack, says the ban is fantastic news and should be replicated Australia-wide.
It's been disappointing that the government of New South Wales hasn't taken as much interest in protecting its people as the Victorian government clearly has. So it's good news for Victorians that we have a government that is taking a stronger interest in protecting people from these kind of dangerous and risky technologies.
The group representing the poker machine industry has labelled the ban inappropriate and discriminatory. In a submission arguing against the ban, it said there's no evidence that players would experience any harm from using earphones. Victoria's Gaming Minister Michael O'Brien rejects that.
This one just doesn't pass the common sense test. If gaming manufacturers want to promote a technology which isolates their customers, plugs them into machines, shuts them out from the outside world, and reduces their ability to control their own gambling, then to my mind that is a very irresponsible position for the industry to take.
Do you think other states will follow suit and ban earphones for poker machines?
Well, look, I'm not here to lecture other states, but certainly from a Victorian point of view, it's a sort of thing which we just would not accept. And I would have thought that other states would have grave concerns if you walked into a gaming facility and you saw banks and banks of gaming machines with people plugged into them, silent except for the noise coming out of the headphones. Any sort of argument that gaming is a social recreational pursuit is really undermined by the idea that people should be individually plugged into their own machine.
Victoria's Gaming Minister Michael O'Brien speaking to Simon Lauder.